The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. How are you? Hope you're doing great. I'm doing great. I'm fantastic. I've been zippy, though. Had a little bout of diarrhea last night, so that put me on my ass, literally and figuratively, at about 10 p.m. I've been on a Z-Pack. I don't know when was the last time you took an antibiotic, but my God, ripped through me. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to share that. That is so unprofessional of me. The fact that you're not even 15 seconds into this hour of entertainment, I'm already bringing in fecal matter. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. I apologize, but I did. I had a little tummy issue last night. And you know, when you got a grip onto the side of the bathroom and you look up and all you can see, you're trying to find the Lord, but all you can see is the vent and those horrible bathroom can lights that are just beaming down on you. And you literally think to yourself while you were fighting for your life as your intestines churn, you think, is this what God's looking at? And you just imagine the Lord peering down and being like, you're a little bitch. That's why I gave you an upset tummy. Oh, I was fighting for my life. Recovering from a little sinus infection, and I had to get that Z-Pack, knock that baby out. I got to go to LA for work. I had shows this weekend. You know, I had to zip, zap, zop. And I was fighting for my life last night to the point where Jeff was like, knock, you know, knock, knock, knock. He's like, are you good in there? And I was like, no, this fucking Z-Pack. Ooh, you know, that's supposed to be one of the gentler antibiotics, but it rips through me. So I was not well. It was one of those episodes. Why am I telling y'all this? Why? Just stop, Heather. Just stop. Nobody needs to know. But I'm going to continue. It was one of those episodes where you're so drained physically and emotionally afterwards, you just have to lay down. And I know Jeff probably wanted the sex. And I said, honey, I'm not using this as an excuse, but you don't want to insert yourself into the mess that I just made. I fell asleep in my clothes, fully dressed, just 10 p.m. It wiped me out. But other than the fact that I was fighting crippling Z-Pack-induced diarrhea all weekend, it was a great weekend. Had a phenomenal show in Lexington, Kentucky, one of my favorite cities. I got to be honest with you. The people of Kentucky always show up for me. They always do. And I know a lot of y'all in other states show up for me too. But the people of Lexington, Kentucky specifically show up. Fabulous sold out show at the iconic Lexington Opera House. Just the way they run their theater is impeccable. The crowds are always great. The audiences are so much fun. I have so much joy every time I go back to Lexington. I shot my first special, Son I Never Had, in Lexington. And they just constantly, they're good people. So I want to start investing in Lexington. I don't know if I'm going to buy a farm. Do I buy a horse? I definitely want to get into the horse game. You know, I'm built like a horse. I got the shoulders of an absolute Clydesdale. So I just feel like, you know, nature versus nurture, that makes no sense in this situation. But nature is calling me to get back to my roots, which maybe in a previous life, I was a champion horse. You know, there are days where my back hurts a little bit because I know I've been carrying the weight of the world. It's sometimes hard, you know, I identify as a championship horse. I work hard. I'm only good in short sprints. And then I like to hang out in the barn and swat the flies away and just let the sun catch my flowing hair. I get it. Horses and I are one and the same. We also probably too have the same amount of diarrhea. But I had a great time. But I'll tell you what, that flight up to Lexington this weekend, people were fighting for their lives. We fly up on Saturday afternoon and, you know, we're on a regional flight on Delta. So it's not a huge, huge airplane. The setup is there's only like three rows of first class. And then in the back, it's two and three. So two seats on the left, three seats on the right. So I'm on the three-sider. I didn't get upgrade because there's only, you know, a half of a Home Depot bucket upside down as a seat in the first class. So they're like, we don't have room for you. But I'm on the aisle. My seatmate all the way to the window had the full-blown bourbon alcoholic shakes. We all had that uncle who drank too much and he would shake all the time. You know, and his nose was red and his stomach was distended. That was my seatmate to the right. Then, dude, you know you're flying to Lexington, Kentucky when a woman gets on the flight and her carry-on is a fucking lemon pound cake. That's how you know you're going into the city of diabetes. Everybody on this flight had a purple foot. Like, I cannot describe to you how many people above the age of 50 only had one foot working because the other one was clubbed and was rotting. And again, I'm from the South. I'm not throwing stones at a glass house. I opened with this material in Lexington and everyone was like, you're right. You're right. So this woman gets on the flight. She's sitting in the middle seat and she shows up with this giant Pyrex dish. So it's like, you know, the casserole dishes that your grandmother's used. Clear glass on the bottom, big red, like Rubbermaid top on top. And she's got a coffee in one hand, her bag. She's a little discombobulated. So of course I'm like, ma'am, let me help you. So I jump up, I grab this dish. It's warm. Y'all, this fucking dish is warm. And I ask her, I said, what do you got here? I thought it was like a spaghetti casserole. You know what I mean? I thought it was chicken spaghetti. I thought it was a 7-layer sort of turkey lasagna situation. It looked thick. It was warm. And she's like, well, no, I'm going to see my daddy for his birthday. So I made him a cake. I said, you brought a cake on this flight? Homemade cake? Do you know how, you know what? I pay people and they don't even bring me homemade cakes. Wow. What a beautiful relationship you have with your dad. So of course I'm inquiring more. I said, did you make it this morning? She said, oh yeah, it's fresh. I just pulled it out of the oven. It's still hot. I can't even touch the bottom. I said, what flavor? She said, lemon pound cake. That's Diddy's favorite. I said, can I get a peek? She goes, you want a whiff? Literally. Literally, you want a whiff. I said, I want a whiff. So she pops open the red Pyrex dish and I'm sitting with my bunkmate. So me and the alcoholic guy on the window are both just sucking it in. And dude, it was fresh, homemade buttercream, lemon pound cake. It was juicy. And I said, ma'am, this flight's only an hour, but if it was an hour and 2 minutes, I got to be honest with you, I'd probably get my acrylic nails in there and try and get a bite. She's like, no, I wouldn't tell daddy. I mean, it was a fucking hoot and a half. You know you're flying to Kentucky when a woman's carry-on is a lemon pound cake. Y'all, the amount of people with the diabetes on this flight, they ran out of seat extenders. They ran out of seat belt extenders by the fourth person who got on the flight. I said, Delta should know by now. If you're flying to Lexington, you got to have one for every seat. I mean, the guy behind us, he was really struggling. And they were like, sorry, sir, we're out of the seatbelt extenders. All of first class got them. So just buckle up. Just hold on. Hold on. And I was laughing so fucking hard. I was like, yeah, buddy, we're going to Kentucky. I love it, though. And that's no hate, no shade. Shout out to my girl, Logan. Shout out to Sydney. Shout out to the whole team at the Lexington Opera House. I love seeing my girls up there. But every time I go back, I'm just like, yeah. And Lexington's such an interesting city because it is so much money from bourbon and the horse racing and like real estate. It's a lot of old money. And then on the other side of the railroad tracks, it is straight meth den. We went to like a quote unquote James Beard award winning restaurant, which was And our waitress had one tooth. And her fingernails were just a little, you know what I mean? She'd been wrestling around in her little apron for some loose cigarettes at the bottom. And you could see the cigarettes that had kind of crumbled apart in her apron. They were under the fingernails. And when she came to bring the water at the table, her whole palm was gripped over the top of the cup. And that's how she placed it on the table. And I said, guys, I don't know what the qualifications are for James Beard, but I don't think this is it. And we were laughing because I love Lexington. I've had great meals there. I have so much fun. But it's just funny. It's funny when you go to other places and you're just like, yep, high lows, baby, high lows. And again, I'm from Georgia. I will bring it. I will talk so much shit about Georgia. It's just Southern things. These are my people. You know, I'm a classy broad, but I also can chill with the waitress who's got cigarette dust under her fingernails. don't ever forget where you come from. And I don't. And so obviously when I went to leave a tip, I left a nice tip, even though service was eh. I left a nice tip and I left her cash. Because I know after work, she wanted to go down to that liquor store and get something. But I gave her cash. I didn't want her to wait for the credit card payout. You know, she wanted to clock out and get to rolling. I just gave her that cash. Because I want her to be able to make that deal and get on with her life. But it was, we had a great show. So much fun. Such a great audience. I just feel very blessed. I feel blessed by the people of Kentucky. I'm hoping to feel blessed by the people of Salt Lake City and Sacramento, California, and Los Angeles. I'm coming back for the Netflix's Joke Festival. Get your tickets. These are the last three shows on the farewell tour. And then, no, not the farewell. I'm sorry, the comeback tour. I don't even know what tour I'm on. And then we're going to take a little time off. I'll be doing clubs and stuff through the summer and through the fall. But we're going to be wrapping up this tour. I mean, we were on the road all last year. You know, we've done 100 plus shows. And it's still wild to me when people come up to me and they're like, I didn't know you had a show. Well, we have a show. Get your tickets at heatherontour.com. And then that's it. It's a wrap on that tour. And then I'll be out with all new material. And then the show in LA, I don't know what exactly I'm going to do yet for this Netflix is a joke. I'm working on a new hour while simultaneously, obviously, touring my other one. But I think I'm going to bring some characters back. It's going to be a fucking riot. So get your tickets for that. It's at the Montalban Theater. There's a jillion shows during Netflix is a Joke Festival. But I'll be mixing some crazy material. I might do a bunch of characters. Just come out. I'm going to have some fun, famous friends. It's going to be a really good time. So get your tickets.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Now it's time to talk about the best deal in the game, and I'm talking about Quince. You want to know who found Quince before anybody else, before any other influencer, any other podcaster, any other fashionista? It was my mother, Robin McMahon. She saw an ad for Quince. She ordered all of their 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters that were only $50. She literally pulled every single person at my country club aside to be like, listen, bitch, you got to hear about these sweaters. And then I became obsessed. I was like, let me see how great this place is. I'm obsessed. Okay, I buy all of my linen from Quince. They have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part is all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I love Quince. I love their linen dresses. I love the washable silk. Also, they just have everything you can imagine. It's all there. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/absolutely for free shipping on your order and a 365-day returns. That's quince.com/absolutely to get free shipping and a 365-day return. Quince.com/absolutely. You will thank me later. Get all of it. Get the cashmere sweaters, get the cashmere t-shirts, get the linen for the summer, get all of it. You will be obsessed. Love you, mean it. I have been an OG AG1 gal because it frickin' works. Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. That's why for the last, 4 years, I have been drinking AG1 every day. No exceptions, just all I do is take one scoop, mix it in water once a day, every day, and it makes me feel amazing, energized, feeling good, ready to take on the day. I don't know how many times y'all come up to me in public and you're like, Heather, you got any AG1 packs on you? And I always have them in my back pocket because it's the real deal. That's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that is also powerfully simple. Okay, make your life easier. Why are we going back to the bullshit when you can just go ahead and get that AG1, baby? It's so unbelievably easy. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why I partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/absolutely. That's drinkag1.com/absolutely. Check it out. You will thank me later. Again, there is one company that I could absolutely, without a doubt, get behind. And it was wildly popular in Australia, and I loved to see it. But if you want to get behind something that's going to make you feel great with minimal effort, then do the AG1. Again, that's drinkag1.com/absolutely. Y'all, I got to call myself out. I had a little whoopsie daisy today. And I want y'all to, when you listen to this and absorb it, give me grace on this one because I've been coming from a very hyper paranoid state. All right. So please understand that my intentions were protective. So, you know, you see all these scams, and my mom has been possibly scammed multiple times by people calling from overseas, pretending to be Amazon or Apple. And you know how you see it on TikTok, you see it on Instagram, you see it all over Facebook. These poor elderly people get preyed upon where somebody will call, they're calling from a call center somewhere in Bangladesh, and they hack into your computer. You know, they get grandma to give them their social, their credit card number, their account number. And the next thing you know, everyone's literally robbed blind of all their funds. So I am always hyper-vigilant, hyper-alert when it comes to people scamming and trying to steal your identity or your number. Okay, I got the LifeLock. I got the, like, you gotta talk to a guy named Bruce before you can even run my credit report. Like, I'm not fucking around. My dad owned a credit bureau forever. He's like, you know what you do? You protect your financials and your personal information. I mean, I've said this before. My husband had a roommate once who their other roommate stole this guy's identity and opened like 4 credit cards under his name. You know, you don't even know. You don't even know. You can't even trust the people that you can trust. So obviously, when I think I'm getting a crank spam call, I let him have it. I follow this guy on TikTok who he's a professional hacker and he will call in to, like, if somebody gets scammed or if somebody attempts to scam, he will then retrace the number and then prank the other people back. He has the ability to, like, literally break into the cameras of the security system of these giant call centers overseas. And he will literally, like, as the people are on the phone thinking that they're about to rob you blind of money, he's like, I like your yellow shirt. And you see these people, like, freak the fuck out. They're like, how does this guy know what I'm wearing? Like, I love it. Anytime somebody wants to take advantage of someone, fuck them up. I'm always rooting for the underdog. Well, I got a phone call a couple of days ago, answered it. Man in a very thick, I'd say Indian accent, called. He's like, hey, I'm calling on behalf of XYZ. I'm calling from a billing department. And I'm like, okay, great. Can you let me know what the bill, like, what is the bill for? He's like, I'm calling from, and he couldn't really exactly say what, he said what the doctor's office was, but it just seemed sketch to me. And I said, he said, hold on, let me look it up. And I immediately was like, no, this is a guy calling me from Bangladesh. It's not real. And I'm like, oh, I know how this goes. I was like, oh, you think you're going to play me on a Thursday afternoon when I've had crippling diarrhea from a Z-Pak? Yeah, right, buddy. I know this. You're not even in Georgia. How would you even know who my doctor is? You didn't. You don't. So you won't. And I got you. I got you. I was like, fuck off. And I hung up the phone.
The guy calls back today.
He leaves a voicemail. Immediately, ding, 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 ding. I go through. I look this place up. I'm like, okay. This number does connect to this doctor's office. I actually was in this doctor's office 2 weeks ago. I did actually need an x-ray. So I called back. Y'all, I thought I was getting scammed from a doctor's office that I actually did business with. And this poor guy who just trying to make his way in America has a thick accent. I literally was like, you're fucking scamming. I know how this works. Oh, yeah. Okay, buddy. How do you know that I was getting checked for a UTI at my doctor's? You didn't. And I hung up. So I had to call today and pay a bill. And the poor guy's just like, you know, he's like, I'm just working the front desk. And I'm just like, I am so sorry. I couldn't even apologize because I realized this probably happens to him multiple times a day. But this is what's fucked up. We're all so hypervigilant. We get so crazy because we see all the scams. My mom's been scammed. I have people call me all the fucking time and try and scam me. So I had to call this fucking doctor's office and be like, I am so sorry. But I had to say it in a gentle way where I know this guy was like, it happens all the time. I felt so bad. I was like, you know, he calls these white women who are like, I'm calling on behalf of your insurance didn't cover the UTI medication. You owe us $40. And all these white women are like, oh, you think I'm going to let you scam me from overseas? Yeah, right, buddy. And he's just a nice gentleman who is working at a doctor's office with a thick accent. And I felt horrible. Now, obviously, had this been a face-to-face interaction, I would have given him my credit card. But also, like, just to double down, I was like, I'll drop a check off at the doctor's. This is what sucks, though. You know what I mean? This is why some days you got to take a break from the TikToks, because you get in a wormhole of scammers, and not everybody's a scammer. But everybody in my life says I'm far too trusting. You know, and my husband's a New Yorker, so he obviously thinks everyone is out to get you. There are days where I literally have to be like, hey, Jeff, this sweet kid who's bagging groceries at Publix, who's no older than like 13 years old and has like a kind speech impediment, he's not trying to fuck us. Just like, did you see the way he put the Doritos in the bag? He's up to something. Like, the problem in my marriage is Jeff is so thinks everyone's trying to fuck him, and I am so trusting that we sometimes have to, I mean, I guess we're a good combo, that when we come together, we find a happy medium. But Jeff thinks, I mean, the guy was making our sandwich. Oh, dude, we were at Publix the other day getting a pub sub. You know, our first jump back into American cuisine is obviously a sub sandwich. And the women behind the counter at Publix were getting in a fight. It was two older ladies, say probably Middle Eastern, were getting in a fight with a lovely African-American gal. And they were yelling at her. She was yelling at them. I don't know if there was a bullying situation because the other two gals were sisters. They looked like twins. And they're like, you've been on your break all day. And Jeff and I are standing in line just trying to get, you know, a buffalo chicken tender sub. And we're like, oh, shit. I didn't know if I was going to have to hit the deck. I didn't know people were going to start throwing rotisserie chickens. It was wild. And I was like, you know what? It's going to make this sandwich taste that much more zesty and savory. Because we almost witnessed a brawl of the three ladies working at Publix. It was great. And honestly, I didn't know who was right. You know what I mean? I didn't know. I mean, I didn't know if it was fair, two against one. But this other broad in the back kind of seemed like she was dawdling around. They were asking her to bring more fresh loaves up to the front because it was the lunch rush. And she said, I'm on my break. And then that's when one of the gals said, you've been on your break since you got here. And I said, oh, I feel like there's a little employee tension. And I've worked in so many service front-facing jobs where you like are like, oh, okay, Carl, you're still on your break? It's 7:30. We close in 14 minutes. So I get it. I didn't know who was right, but Jeff and I were like, damn, they fighting at Publix. But I had to call myself out. Because I got to call this doctor's office later and pay this bill that I guess, you know, yeah, that's the other thing that's annoying too. Just bill me for everything when I walk out. You know, if you run my insurance at the beginning, why are we then not getting a clearance from the insurance? Why then I got to go back and I get 65 different bills for like a blood draw, an x-ray, a this, a that. Insurance doesn't make sense. Doctor's offices don't make sense. Riddle me this. But God, I had to call an apology. I was just like, and it took a second. It took a beat after I finally did my information. I was like, no, this is actually a legit call. This sweet guy who's just an international friend who has a bit of an accent. I'm like, oh, you gonna scam me? Okay. And then I'm like sending messages to this guy on TikTok, like, I got another one for you. Get him. Like a absolute white devil. My apologies. So we've been in it. I've had a mild, maybe dengue fever. I don't know what's happening, but I am holding on to my bowels right now. We are sweating in the office, but I'm excited to get into the voicemails. Guys, what's coming up next? Oh, I will be at the Garden of Laughs. Again, get your tickets. That's on Ticketmaster. I'm performing Bill Burr, Sam Morril, Chris DeStefano, Jim Gaffigan, Jon Stewart, all of the above. Michael Che. Who else? Am I missing anybody? I don't know. I'm sure they're going to be adding more people. Oh, Tracy Morgan. Fuck. It's just me. I'm the only gal, and I'm performing at Madison Square Garden with these incredible guys. It's all for a great cause. So please, if you're in the New York or tri-state area, come see me and come, root me on, because this could be a make or break for the career. All right, let's get to the voicemails. As always, you can call in 800-213-7503. Let's see what's going on. I want to hear what you guys have been up to, because I'm calling myself out on my bullshit. So you better call yourself out in your shit. Here we go.
Hi, Heather. This is Memory from Birmingham.
Memory.
By way of Atlanta, Georgia. I have absolutely not to my brother passing away this week. He put up a long battle with a rare aggressive form of lung cancer and passed away. But absolutely not to this nurse. We're up at Piedmont Hospital. Not even 10 minutes after he takes his last breath, this nurse who's just doing her job, but she came click-clacking in the room and says, hello, how are y'all? I'm just here to take your vitals. And my sister-in-law, who just lost her love of her life for 30 years, is just sitting there and says, on who? And anyways, it was just an absolutely not. I respect the healthcare workers so much. But there was a little bit of a, miscommunication there at Piedmont that day. But anyway, absolutely not. Absolutely yes to you and all the love and light that you put out in the world. And please come back to Birmingham. I know you're pissed about the shadow banner, bitch, but we love you. So please come back. Love and light.
First of all, if I heard correctly, your name is Memory. And I don't know what your parents were on, but I love that. That's a beautiful name. Memory, all alone in the moonlight. That is from the hit Broadway musical Cats, one of my favorites. Memory, first of all, I'm not trying to giggle, okay? We do have to giggle at this voicemail a little bit. I want to let you know, though, I'm so genuinely sorry about the loss of your brother, okay? I'm here for you. I'm thinking of you. This is going to be a journey, but that's what we do on the Absolutely Not podcast. We go through shit together because we're all one big dysfunctional community. You have to admit, though, that was your brother sending a fucking giggle to you. Again, shout out to the medical community. Shout out to all of our, frontline first aid workers. But there is nothing that makes me laugh harder than when someone has just died and somebody else didn't get the memo. I am so sorry for your sister-in-law. I know that in 6 months, she'll be able to look back and really laugh at that situation. But y'all, Daphne had just clocked in. She's got her Hokas on. I know, I can already paint the picture. She's got her Hokas on. She has a perfect blowout from her Dyson Airwrap. She made her cute little bento box of lunches before she headed to go do her nursing gig. It's a Friday afternoon. She's like, I'm tonight. Actually, my husband's taking me to go see Dune. Oh, yeah, we're going to go see Dune. Oh, yeah, I'm going to leave Piedmont here at 10 p.m. and we're going to go see the midnight viewing of Dune. Oh, yeah. You know, like that was her energy coming in. She was ready to do put her best foot forward. She's excited to see Dune. She's just clocked in for a very positive shift. You know, in her heart of hearts, she's there to do the Lord's work. She's there to help the people of Atlanta get through their medical turmoils. But she missed. She was so excited to see the midnight viewing of Dune that she did not look at the chart. You know, the chart that had been freshly updated that said, motherfucker just died. So, she whizzed past that. She was talking to one of the other nurses. Hey, Clint, can you go into room 6? can you go into room six? Hey, we need to look at that catheter because that man's uncomfortable. Like, you know, she's great at her job. Daphne is great at her job. But she missed the giant sticker on the outside of the door that said, fresh death. Just died. Body still warm. And she popped in with those. They're either the Dansko clogs or they're the Hokas. And she popped in there, ready to check vitals. I'm going to check your vitals and then I'm going to Dune. I am so sorry, but that is so fantastic.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Ladies, I want you to imagine a bra that you actually want to wear. You probably can't think of one unless you've already owned Honeylove. Today's sponsor, Honeylove, has revolutionized the bra game. Say goodbye to underwire and bulky fabrics that trap heat. Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for underwire without sacrificing lift. Plus, they're made with fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. You'll immediately feel and see the difference. It's so next level comfortable, you'll forget you're wearing it. It's time to spring clean your bra drawer. Honestly, I threw everything out and I'm using my own code to get 20% off my entire order with Honeylove. All you got to do is go to this exclusive link, which is honeylove.com/absolutely. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/absolutely. If you are sick and tired of wearing shitty bras and feeling uncomfortable and always feeling like you are absolutely miserable. I swear to God, I'm in a bad mood half the damn time because my bra is so damn tight. Well, then you need to switch to Honeylove. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/absolutely. Again, that's 20% off at honeylove.com/absolutely. After your purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please show your support for the show. Tell them I sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Again, pair your favorite bra with their breathable, versatile leggings or matching shapewear or your crossover bra. Get all the goods. They've got everything there with no uni boob effect. We love Honeylove. Honeylove.com/absolutely. Honey, after a long day at the podcast studio, I go home, I take off my bra, and what do I crack open? An ice cold hard seltzer. But let's get real. The usual packs and flavors are more dull than season 13 of The Real Housewives of New York. You know it was a bad season. That's why we're so excited that Truly is shaking things up with their new party pack, baby. Truly believes life can be more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. That's why Truly has something for everyone in more than 30 unique flavors, including 3 lightly flavored mixed packs, berry, and a new party pack. Truly Hard Seltzer's new party pack has flavor for everyone, making it perfect for your friends. With our 4 fan favorite flavors, including a brand new raspberry, it's got a little something for everybody. Each flavor is super light, crazy refreshing, and made with real fruit juice. With only 5% alcohol by volume, 100 calories, and 1 gram of sugar in each can, truly is the perfect drink to keep you on track with that New Year's resolution, unless your resolution was to have less fun. I just think Truly is great. It's delicious. It's yummy. It's my go-to drink. To find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to Truly, T-R-U-L-Y, hardseltzer.com/locations. That's Truly, hardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer, keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly. I had a friend whose parents came to pray over my dad while he was in the hospital. And when they left the room, my dad goes, well, I'm not fucking dead yet. Like they, you know what I mean? Again, best intentions. And my dad was like, fuck me, I'm still alive. Did they not know I wasn't in a coma and I could hear them? And my dad and I had the heartiest laugh about that shit. And I know that your brother is having a hearty fucking laugh about that. I know he had a great sense of humor. He had to leave you with a little Daphne coming in. Y'all, who's ready to check vitals? Hello, happy Friday afternoon. Hey, have y'all seen Dune? Have y'all seen Dune? And your poor sister-in-law is just like, who the fuck's vitals are you checking, Daphne? And let me tell you something. Those Hokas look fucking goofy as hell. I don't care if you're on your feet all day long. Change the fucking shoe. Goofy as hell. I can't take a medical professional seriously when they are bouncing on the fucking Hokas. All of y'all in the Hokas keep bouncing. Y'all not know you look like idiots. Oh, great. It's helping with your lower back lumbar support. I don't care. Quit bouncing. You know, you're just bouncing around town, bouncing into a hospital room. I mean, can we not get a sensible ASICs? And the Hoka people will come for me. They'll be like, you haven't tried them. They're the most comfortable shoes. Bitch, my feet go numb all the time in all of my sneakers. Grey Goose, Nike, New Balance, all of them, because I have such a fucking wide foot. And I suffer because at least I look cool. I have numb feet. There is no blood supply to the toes. And I'm sure my feet would feel absolute in immense deep pleasure being in a Hoka. But I can't do it because y'all be bouncing. Get your lives right. You look goofy as hell. And hey, guess what? Check and see if the person's dead before you go in the room. You know what I would do if I was nervous? Like, knock, knock, knock. Are we dead yet? You know? Knock, knock, knock. Who's died? You have. I don't know. I just feel like I would be such a bad nurse. I just feel like I would. No, no. Actually, you give yourself some credit, Heather. I might be a great nurse. Would I be great if there was blood everywhere? No. Would I be great if, you know, an organ popped loose? I don't know. Would I be great, though, at dealing with the families? I'm a great consoler. I'm a great action steps. You know, we got a present time problem. We got P to P. How are we fixing this? Okay, what's the situation? Like, I think I could get hired at a hospital, not really to be a counselor, but kind of low-key, where I'd wear a nurse's costume. Not costume. I'm sorry. Uniform, but it would be a costume on me because I would essentially be cosplaying as a nurse. So where you thought I had medical knowledge, but really I was just running around dealing with the family drama. You know what I mean? Like if some rich guy died and his mistress shows up and the wife is also there and they know about each other, but I have to bounce them off. You know what I mean? I'm like, listen, you know, what's the wife's name? Like Deb and Crystal, the young girlfriend shows up. I'm like, let me tell you something, Crystal. Deb's in there in 45 minutes exactly. She's going to want to go to the Capitol Grill and get a dirty martini and some oysters because she's been here since fucking 6 a.m. because she's been with this motherfucker for 40 years. Now, I know you're his secretary, okay? But give her 45. You're going to hide out in this coat closet and I'm going to come back in my Hokas, think, 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 bouncing down the street and I will let you know when she goes, okay? And you can sneak in and have 30 minutes with him. And I secure the will. But if you fuck with Deb's money, I will fuck you up. Like, I would be so good at that job. You know, the stepkids come in. Ugh. You know, it's like your dad's dying, but then your stepbrother's there. And you're like, he's not your father. Walk away. Like, I would be so good at being the emotional liaison between the stepkids and a dad. I'd be great with the mistress and the wife. I'd be the great middleman in an ER. You know, your mother-in-law shows up and you're like, not now. I've lost a limb. But, you know, the last thing I need is Carol popping in and asking me, who's watching the kids? Go to the house, Carol. I don't need you here. I slipped coming out of the shower on my dildo. Leave me alone. I'd be really great at that. And I don't know if there's a position, if anybody from, you know, Piedmont or St. Joe's or any of the local hospitals could call me. I would love to just volunteer. If I can't volunteer in like the NICU and like hold the babies or do anything because I don't have any sort of medical background, but I have a background in drama and theatrics and dramatic arts, I would love to come help. Let me deal with the families. You know, and then if somebody does die, I've also been there. You know what I'll say? Knock, knock, knock. Who's dead? It's Charlie. Like, I got it. And then maybe I could even bring in like balloon animals. I could do a stand-up set. I'm really good at reading the room. So maybe they're ready for a laugh. Maybe they're not. Maybe they need a shoulder to cry on. You know, maybe they want to play Uno. I don't know. But let me bring my bag of tricks and we'll figure it out. I'm just saying, multifaceted. Let's get to the next voicemail.
Hey, this is, I'm going to say anonymous.
Okay.
I have an absolutely not and an absolutely yes. The absolutely not is I've been married for almost 12 years. I have 4 kids.
Okay.
And I just found out that my husband has a Snapchat girlfriend that he's been talking to for like a few months, I guess. Like I caught him on like with the Snapchat open. I'm like, you have Snapchat? Like, what? Like, since when do you have Snapchat? And then later, like, he told me all about it. So, like, what a slut, my husband. Like, that is disgusting. Like, that, I'm so embarrassed for him. Like, that's so, anyways, like, I kept my composure, left, called one of my best girlfriends, and cried and laughed. And, like, at the end, like, I'm, like, crying still, but, like, I feel so much better. So absolutely yes to having like the best girlfriends in the world.
Yep.
Like true ones that just are there for you and can like laugh with you, but also like sympathize with you and like meet you where you're at and like freaking read a room and not be a dumb slut like my husband. I don't even care about this other person. Like my husband's a dumb freaking slut of a whore.
Yes.
But anyways, it's fine. Absolutely not to that, but yes to good friends. Love you.
Honey, I love you. I am so incredibly sorry that you're going through this. But you know what's so interesting, even in that, just that minute and what, 40 seconds of a voicemail, the amount of like emotional maturity and also just like the range of emotion that you went through. It's tears, it's anger, it's sadness, it's giggling. It's like, cause you were able to put on your rational brain and be like, he's a dumb fucking slut. Men are so fucking stupid. I need you to know that 99% of this has nothing to do with you. It has to do with men are always controlled by their ego. I am not justifying what this guy's doing. He's a dumb fucking little baby back bitch, dumbass slut. And I am so sorry. I don't know how you're going to navigate this. You know, I don't know if it was just through Snapchat and he felt like he needed some fucking attention, whatever, wanted to jerk off. You know, is it worth ending the marriage? I don't think so. But again, if he's seeing this dumb slut in person, where he at though? You know, but I want you to know that it's a beautiful thing that you have strong, fabulous females in your life. And we're all so lucky. You know, Jane Fonda always said, she always told me, she's like, Heather, really cherish and nurture the female relationships you have in your life. And it's a beautiful thing. Your girlfriends meet you where you are. And we all sit around and, you know, men don't share the way women do. We all sit around and I know, and listen, I don't want to shit on dudes. It's not my job. But there are moments where we all sit around a table at night drinking wine and we're like, these guys are, the fact that men are running the world is beyond me. Fucking beyond me. We would not have wars if dudes' egos weren't at play, if guys weren't hotheads, if everybody wasn't trying to flex their medium-sized dong. Chill the fuck out. Why do men cheat? Because their ego isn't getting stroked. Okay? Okay, Bill. I'm sorry you put on 40 pounds yourself. Sorry I knocked out 4 kids. You know what I mean? And these guys just, it's all about the ego. My mom always told me, she's like, men don't need love, they need respect. And that always kind of stuck with me. Yeah, they need love to an extent, but it is true. And it goes back to the ego, this ego that needs to be filled and it's satiated and all this shit, where women are like, no, we need to feel protected and feel a sense of love. But at that point, you're like, you know what? Well, I'm going to show you a little respect and call you a little baby back bitch. Also, Snapchat. I mean, how old is your husband? Probably fucking 40. Oh my God, is he trolling on Snapchat like a, you know, that's embarrassing. I always tell people there's nothing better. Instead of saying, I'm disappointed, you've hurt my feelings, I always say, I am embarrassed. I used to say this catchphrase all the time. I am embarrassed for Satan. When Satan tries to get at me, I'm not even like upset with him. I'm embarrassed. Do you know how awful it feels when someone's like, honestly, your actions are embarrassing? You know, when you're driving down the road and you think of something embarrassing you did in the fourth grade and you just want to, you know, peel off a bridge. Ooh, you know, you get that shudder down your spine. You're like, I'm embarrassed. That's how that feels. You just telling me like, you're embarrassing. Double down on bruising the fucking ego. Oh, you're on Snapchat? Oh, you learn how to use a filter over your tiny dick? I'm embarrassed. Saying you hurt me? How could you do this to our family? Dude, go in there and be like, did you put a little mustache and some crazy eyes on your dick pics? Embarrassed. That'll hurt him worse. I know you're going to be going through a range of emotions, and I'm not here. I'm not a marriage counselor. I don't know everything that's going on. I hope he's never met this woman in person. Hope she's of legal age too. Jesus Christ. Everyone's like, get on Snapchat. I'm like, these kids are, no. I'm about to revert back to Facebook just so I know I'm dealing with a boomer audience. You know, but oh my God. Be like, you're 40, Bill, and you're on Snapchat having an affair with some girl. And you've been putting filters on your dong, embarrassed. I'm sorry, honey. I don't know all the details of this, but I am here for you. And you know what? This does not diminish anything you've done. You're a great mom. And I know you've been a great wife. You know what I mean? I know you're great to your family. But in this moment, as you're navigating whatever the next step is, lean on those female relationships. And then find your cuntiest, gayest friend to do a real dirty prank. I know if I ever really need to fuck somebody up, I'm going to call Ray. You know what I mean? I know. Because all my girlfriends at the end of the day, they're like, we'll fuck somebody up and we'll be smart about it. But we are still very sensible. But no, no, no. If I want to fuck something up, I'm calling Ray. You know what I mean? Dump the emotional on your girlfriends. Y'all work on that together. And then when you're ready to really slash some tires, call Ray. Honey, I'm thinking of you. I'm so incredibly sorry. God, these fucking, you know what? It's like these guys that get caught, especially when they're like on Instagram. Do y'all not know what sleuths women are? You can have hidden photos on your iCloud. I'm going to find them. There was a great SNL skit this weekend that was literally like, if you want to find any information, bring in two like 22-year-old girls and they will fucking solve any crime. Murders are solved on TikTok. I can find anything through social media. You don't even have to give me the guy's name. You're like, I'm looking for a white man who's about 37. And you're like, what state? Don't need it. His name's Mark Cunningham. Found him. He lives in Boca Raton. That's how good women are because we pay attention to detail. So these guys that sit around and they think that we're not going to find out their Instagram relationship or that they're jerking off and sending dick pics on Snapchat. Get out of here. I mean, my God, you won't let us be president of the United States, but you think that we're not going to figure out you're jerking off on Snapchat? Unbelievable. And we're letting men rule the world? Give me a fucking break. Give me a fucking break. Oh, my God. God, Snapchat cheating, embarrassing. I am embarrassed for you. Mortified. I'm literally mortified. Say the word mortified. Like, be calm. Get out your anger in the car. Scream, cry. Listen to Alanis Morissette. Like, you ought to know. And then walk in the house, make up fresh, and sit at the dinner table and just be like, honestly, I'm mortified. I am mortified. Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still aren't sleeping. You still hurt. You're stressed out. Hey, that's me. All of the above. So I cleared out my cabinet and reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's a real game changer. I love CB Distillery's targeted formulations that are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experience more calm, 80% said CBD helped with their pain after physical activity, and impressive, wait for it, 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is a source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use code ABSOLUTELY for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code ABSOLUTELY. Again, cbdistillery.com. And use code ABSOLUTELY. Just a fun fact, CB Distillery is one of the first companies I ever worked for. I still use all their products. And if I did not have their gummies to help me beat my jet lag and get back to bed, I've had the most restful sleep of my life because of CB Distillery. Again, check them out, cbdistillery.com, code ABSOLUTELY. Starting is everything, especially when it comes to fitness. I think that sometimes you just got to put the first step out there, first foot in front of the other. You know what I mean? I'm trying to come up with a real motivational quote right now, but you know what I'm saying. Sometimes you just got to rip the Band-Aid and do it. You know what I love? I love Peloton. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at, whether you're starting, you know, at the base level, whether you're already an athletic person. Wherever you're starting at, Peloton will meet you there. Get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. There's thousands of classes to get you moving, whether that's a beginner or advanced rides, feel good DJ rides, or even themed anthem rides. They've got something for you. I love Peloton. I think it's fantastic. I have the bike. I love the bike. I also, if I'm not feeling like I want to get on the bike that day, I just use Peloton and do all the other workouts, arms, abs, yoga, meditation, anything you can think of, Peloton has it. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. Again, that's onepeloton. onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. Peloton Entertainment keeps you moving. Peloton bike instructors keep you motivated from day one. You will thank me later. Again, I love Peloton. You'll love it too. That's onepeloton.com/bikes/rentals. All right. You're watching on YouTube. I just had to take off my sweatshirt. Strip teasing a little bit. Man, these voicemails getting hot. Getting hot from the voicemails. I mean, what the fuck is going on with everyone's life? This is insane. An insane week. Are y'all well? Everybody needs, if you're driving past a Great American Cookie Company anywhere in your town, stop by and get a quick cookie. Get a snickerdoodle. I'm going to get a snickerdoodle on the way home. I think if we're going to continue this podcast, we need everybody to get a little sweet treat under their belt just to settle the blood sugar. My God. We got guys cheating on Snapchat. We got the woman having a bouncy nurse ask, who's awake? I mean, this is crazy. All right, let's get to the next one.
Hey, Heather. My name is Colleen. Big fan, longtime listener, but first time caller. I have an absolutely not for you from your favorite location on earth, Turks and Caicos.
Oh.
My sister and my best friend and I went for my 30th birthday last week. Had a great time. It was gorgeous. The weather was perfect. The water looks like Baja Blast. People are twerking and taking videos of themselves bouncing water off their ass to get Drake's attention or whatever. I don't know. But it was a great time. You know the vibe. The absolutely not comes in with the couple having full-blown multi-step intercourse in the broad-ass daylight about 50 yards away from the destination wedding that was taking place at Waimara. And when I think about the wedding videographers that probably had a drone out there who are now trying to find a way to edit out the pornography that's taking place in the background of this video, I just, like, we were crying laughing. I can't even tell you. She gave him a blowjob laying on her stomach, getting absolutely waterboarded in the surf, okay? Going to town on the dick. He's wearing a sun shirt. Still, but has taken his trunks completely off. So he's poo-bearing it. laying down. He's wearing her bikini bottoms around his neck like a necklace so they don't get pulled out to sea. And they're having to like take breaks if people start walking too close or if there are folks that are like taking a walk on the beach, as you do. And there were kids like 50 yards away. It was just like, it was so chaotic. I cannot even tell you. We were laughing our asses off. My sister took a very tasteful selfie. So I just can live with that posterity for my birthday trip. Mm. But I would say my absolutely not goes out to mostly the sand that's probably still in her vagina.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also the way that he was trying to like splash her.
No.
To like clean her off afterwards.
No.
Those are the main takeaways.
Great. Wow. Thank you for this fantastic voicemail. I mean, we had action. We had adventure. Oh, God. I love my job. This is great. Well, shout out to Waimara, my favorite resort in the world. You can use my code absolutely not for friends and family discount if you want to go out and check out how Baja Blast that water really is. Great, great adjective there. Great descriptor. This brings me so much joy. Oh, God. Here's the deal. I've never understood people who like love to fornicate in public settings. For me, I can't be relaxed. Everything I do is in public. I can't even eat a Caesar fucking salad and have an argument with like my mom at lunch without kind of feeling like a touch of paranoia that somebody's going to like listen in and then send it to Dumois. And that is not me speaking too highly of myself and like I'm at a level of fame. I am not. It's just I have had like literally been at lunch and be like, Mom, you know, I have crippling diarrhea from a Z-Pack. And then the next thing you know, somebody's sending it into a gossip thing. Like, I already tell my own fucking gossip on this podcast. You want to get a hit of TMZ dust? Just listen to this fucking podcast. I'm calling myself out constantly. But there is nothing, nothing better than when somebody has so much unbridled joy and zeal for life that they don't even think that they need to have sexy time in the comfort of their hotel room. I never got it. Like, I knew it's like a, you know, would you rather, have you ever question, where's the wildest place you've had sex? I'm like, I don't know, Cipriani's, the Belmont Hotel in Venice, just because I believe it's a historical building. Like, I've had sex in historical landmark buildings. I can't even tell you. I gave a blowjob on a gondola in a porta potty. You know, that's never turned me on. I don't know if that says I'm vanilla. Maybe the wildest place I've had sex has been in like a Holiday Inn, not a great hotel. You know, if I given a hand job near a Ramada, probably. I'm not proud of it. But if you're ever going to interview me, you know, heads up journalist from whenever I have a hit TV show and I'm doing the press junket, the press circuit, if you're going to ask me a curveball question, what's the craziest place you've had sex? I'm going to be like, well, it was a Motel 8. You're expecting me to say on the 50-yard line in the Ole Miss Stadium. I didn't. You know, you want to know what's an even crazier place? Any fraternity. The fact that you don't come back with crabs, hep C, and a restraining order is beyond me. I can't deal. So I'm trying to imagine. Okay, now let me also paint a little picture for you. Where Waimara is on the beach of Grace Bay. First of all, Grace Bay Beach has been rated one of the most beautiful beaches in the world, like year after year. And then on top of that, it's towards the far west end of Grace Bay. So there's not a hotel next to it that like blocks its views. Okay. It is like so idyllic, so perfect. But if you go if you come out on the beach and you walk towards the right, so you walk east, there are other hotels. So that's a more concentrated area. So technically, if you're down at Waimara, yes, I mean, people from that hotel are going to see, but you could kind of go a little bit further west in the water and like chill out. All right. You can kind of be maybe a little low key. It's pretty private. But the one reason that it is a great place to have sex in the water is there's a natural barrier reef. So there's very low, low, low waves. There's like nothing. It's a gentle, almost still Baja Blast breeze. And I love that somebody, though, felt just horned up and they're giving BJs. The fact, though, that the guy was splashing her, you know what? It's kind of like that having sex on the beach and getting splashed in the pussy is the equivalent of after a guy comes and he throws a rag at you to be like, white, clean yourself up. You know what I mean? Jeff sometimes, why am I saying this? God, I'm so sorry. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Jeff, we've been together a long time. Jeff will sometimes do that just because he literally knows it pisses me off to be like a dick. Like, here's a towel. And then he'll call me a whore. And we laugh because we're married. And those are the simple pleasures in our life. But if we were to have sex in the water and then he's splashing my butthole as I crawl back to the buffet, I would be furious. Oh my God. And you know what? They probably were so drunk though, they are not even going to know. Please also, it would really, really bring me so much joy. And I will be looking on Wednesday. We'll be looking when this comes out for you to send me a DM with the video. And I need you to put in all caps in this DM, Turks and Caicos video. God, that brings me so much joy. He's holding on to her bikini bottoms. She's getting splashed in the water in the face while she's already, I guess if you're going to not be able to breathe while you're getting a blowjob, double down. Underwater blowjobs. You know, my husband does get boners a lot in the water. He calls them his ocean boner. He does. I don't know what it is. When he gets in the water, he gets an ocean boner. And he also loves a swim shirt. Guys, I hate to tell you, but it was Jeff and I. No, I'm kidding. You would know if it was me and Jeff. There's a lot of slapping involved. There's a lot of hee-haw, like a lot of donkey noises. There is nothing more unattractive than a man in a swim shirt that's wet. So you know when, like, if you're laying in the water in a swim shirt and it kind of bubbles up. So you know the water's gone under the swim shirt. It's bubbled up on him. So he probably looks 9 months pregnant. Meanwhile, she's getting hit in the face with sea creatures, a gentle wave. And this guy's just sitting there with like a fucking rum runner in his hand, just like, I'm almost there. Gross. So gross. I mean, good for them, but also ban them from the island. Ban them. Oh my God. Oh, what a pleasure. What a joy though, that everybody, you know, there's a beautiful destination wedding and you got these two fucking knuckleheads from Fort Lauderdale just absolutely acting like assholes. I love it. You know, so many people at my wedding in Italy had sex in the Olive Grove. A couple of people got pregnant. Beautiful. I love to see that there is a beautiful product of the love that I was sharing. You know, I love that we had babies from the wedding. And I also love that a couple people got a couple tick bites. You know, no Lyme disease, thank God. But I did tell people, check for ticks. I don't even know if ticks are in Italy, but still. I had a friend give a blowjob to a friend of mine's brother in the Olive Grove. And I went outside to smoke a party cig at my wedding. And I'm like, I'm going to change the name. Where's Natalie? And they were like, oh, giving Mikey a BJ in the Olive Grove. And I was like, that's right. Hell yeah. I mean, I encourage sex in public places. I just don't often do it. And I think it's because I have, you know, back issues and I like to be comfortable. I am so unhinged. I don't know if that's the right word, but like on stage, I am a version of myself times 1,000. Like when people come to the show, they're like, whoa, you really go for it. I don't know why I feel so comfortable on stage to just like go forward and express myself, that I am absolutely a very heightened, dirtier version of myself than what I am day to day. I'm pretty chill and actually kind of not private, but a little bit. I mean, I share fucking every aspect of my life on this fucking podcast, and everything I've said will absolutely come back to haunt me one day when I have children. But regardless, I've never felt this like need to have sex in front of other people or in a risky spot, like on the, I don't know, on a train track. You know, like I didn't even want to do engagement photos near a depot because I get nervous. I like to have sex on a high thread count comfortably after I've done my skincare routine. I've had a couple white wines. You know what I mean? And I got a plethora of Plan B under the sink. Yeah. Call me prude. Craziest place I've ever had sex. Taking my own life into my hands at the Sigma Chi house at Ole Miss. There you go. People are like, oh, I'm the Mile High Club. Why would I want to have sex in a stinky public bathroom? First of all, Jeff and I couldn't even fit in the bathroom. I can barely fit. Oh, yeah. Yeah, take a black light to that thing. No. He's tall. I'm tall. We can't really do the sex standing up. You know, and if it's doggy style, you got to bend over, and that's when the L5 flares. So call me old-fashioned. You know where I'm not having sex? In the ocean. So that Finding Nemo can end up in my uterus. No. Do you know, after I got my, I went to the Turks and Caicos immediately after I had my egg retrieval, because we had a Show Me Your Moo Moo shoot. And the doctor was like, you can't go swimming for like 2 weeks because, you know, your cervix is like open. And I got in the water immediately. And I knew, I was like, okay. Yeah, probably shouldn't. And I did like a lot of research on it. And it was like, you shouldn't. And I did. But I, for like a month after, was like, that's it. I'm probably going to be growing some algae up in my cervix because I was excited to jump in that Baja Blast. But my God, I love it. Please send me the video. And if I can, I'll share it. I'll share it on our secret Facebook group. It's probably like revenge porn and I'll get sued. But send it to me personally so I can laugh. All right. Let's get this last voicemail.
Hey, Heather. It's Susie. Second time caller because I just left through a tangent and I'm going to try to be more succinct this time. Long time listener. So I have an absolutely not for you today. I just found out that, so my ex broke up with me in mid-January, and I see the next weekend him and my best friend, who was also like the girl, like the person that I'd always invite out with us. They're out together at the hotel that we met at in New York. They're out at the hotel that we would always stay at when we wanted to just like treat ourselves down the block. Anyway, I ask her, I go, hey, like, can we catch up? Blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so upset over this. This is so sad. She's like, yeah, I'm so sorry. Blah, 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 blah. I see, because he just opened a restaurant like a few weeks later. Mind you, that was 13 days after we broke. Not even 2 weeks that I see them out together. Then I see that he named a drink, an espresso martini, after her at the restaurant that he just opened. And then this past weekend, I saw that they were just out together again. Same thing, bar that we used to go to, hotel that we've stayed at. She posts a picture from that, and she only comes clean now, a month and a half later, after me begging her and her blowing me off. Like, sorry, I'm just so tired. Absolutely fucking not. For your best friend and your ex to get together and make you think like you are the crazy one. Like, listen, circumstances change. Heather, absolutely not.
Okay, absolutely not to the fact that I'm about to just rip a Band-Aid and just keep it 100. They were absolutely fucking before you guys broke up. Obvious. Yeah, he was having an affair. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that right now. And this woman can say all day long that she wasn't, but I'm sorry. If there's a Nicole... if there's a Nicole espresso martini on the menu, he's been thinking about it for a while. You know what men don't do? They don't take a risk on an entrepreneurial venture with a bitch named Nicole unless she's sucking the chrome off a tailpipe. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, I have a Aperol Spritz named after me. It's called, I believe, the Heather McMahon Spritz at Storico Fresco Alimentari. And that's because I've brought them so much business. And those are my dear friends. Shout out to Steven and Pietro. But regardless, I have not had sex with either of those men. Okay? It was 100% platonic business venture. But your boyfriend, absolutely was hooking up with her before you guys broke up. And again, I don't know the details of the relationship, but I'm pretty sure we just caught a cheater. He's been fucking your friend for a while. Also, I never, listen, it's one thing if people break up and then like years later, your friend connects with your ex or whatever. I do believe that, like, you know, maybe you just weren't meant to be together, but that the timing is fucking weird. Everything about that smells like infidelity. And why would anybody want to get together with an ex when, you know, girls sit around and we're bitching? We're like, oh my God, Mike has the stinkiest farts. Like, I don't want to be with him. You know, I've said this before, but like the chances, obviously I'm an honest person, but like the chance of me ever having like an affair with one of my friend's husbands is absolutely slim to none. I know too much. I know when they have diarrhea, they listen to my podcast, so they know when I have diarrhea. Like, women, we sit around and we talk about it. Oh, yeah, Mike's got so many issues with his mom. You know what I mean? He's got so many issues with his mom. It really stems from abandonment issues. Also, I swear to God, he's been doing the most disgusting thing. Like, when he shaves his beard in the morning And he puts it in the sink. And then he also has this whole nasal rinse routine. And then he just does not rinse the sink. So you know what's in my sink every fucking morning? Mucus and hair. Like at no point am I like, oh, gotta check this guy out. I'm gonna look at him a little differently and see if I wanna touch his penis. Like, no, I know too much. Ladies, if you ever think that you have a friend, which you know she's not your real friend, but you think you have one of those girlfriends who would steal your man, fucking gross her out. Even if your guy doesn't do it, be like, oh, dude, he's had a raging hemorrhoid. And you know what? He went to the doctor the other day. I don't care if your husband or your boyfriend's a saint. And he's, especially if he's hot, you make every woman think that he has some deep, dark issues. You say, I don't even know how to say this. I shouldn't be saying this, girls. Please don't tell anybody. But Tyler, he's got a hemorrhoid that the doctors have said it's like a medical anomaly. They've never seen anything hang that low and that heavy out of someone's asshole. He's really embarrassed about it. So if you see him and he's not sitting down at the bar or when we come to dinner and he gets up and walks around, please understand that he's just embarrassed. It's bad. Medically, it's disgusting. You know, it's really disgusting. You double down. You make all of your friends think that your spouses and partners are broke. I think I gave a gal advice a couple months ago where she said her dad was dating a girl her age. How do I get rid of her? I'm like, you tell him that he's got federal charges coming soon. And you always started off with, please, I'm really embarrassed. Please don't tell anybody. Because you know they're going to tell somebody. And then they tell all the other girls in the group. And everybody's looking at Tyler at dinner at Buca di Beppo thinking, what kind of juicy hemorrhoid is he sitting on? And you go home to that tight ass and that perfect smile and that organized, clean man. And you don't let a single hoe know that it's lies. It's lies. That's how you keep a man. But you know what? Fuck it. Tyler's probably still on Snapchat cheating because they all are bad. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, they were obviously hooking up. If she's on the menu, if it's Cassie Calamari, they've been fucking for a long time. If she's starting to show up to his intramural sports games, you know what no woman wants to watch? Ultimate Frisbee. If your best friend is showing up at your boyfriend's Ultimate Frisbee games, they cheating together. And you know what you say to him? I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for Satan and I'm embarrassed for Tyler. Oh my God, these guys are so predictable. So predictable. Guys, if you're listening and you're single and straight, just be like, come on. Get it together. Yeah, they were having an affair. And I'm sorry. And I know it's going to take you a minute to process this. I want you to know I'm here for you. But I do want you to know that was happening. And cut your losses. Don't come after them. Don't try to further investigate. Cut your losses. The restaurant biz is absolutely almost impossible. Very few people are successful. Give it 10 months and another recession. Or you know what I might do? Oh, I'm fucked up. Okay, let the restaurant get on its feet. Let that ego build up a little bit, and then you call in a rat scare. You call the health department. Oh, fuck. Allegedly, you call that health department, and you say, hey, go check out, Tyler's Cantina, whatever the fuck the name of the restaurant is. I saw a couple of hairs in that Nicole Dirty Espresso Martini, you know? Oh, I just said dirty espresso. Could you imagine if it was a little salty and a little sweet? I like that. I might have just started something there. Yeah, you call it in. Be like, I saw the bartenders just grabbing the mixed fruit with their palms. Oh, they got a rat problem in the back. You girls, you know how to do it. You know how to fuck up the bag. And when the bag gets fucked up, then guess what else gets fucked up? Nicole starts walking. When she realizes this finance bro, this entrepreneur's got to close up shop. She's going to be bouncing to the next guy. And then he's going to call you. Hey, Emily, I was curious. You know, I know things didn't really end well. I was just really stressed out on starting the new business. You know how the restaurant biz can be. I was wondering if you want to grab coffee. And you're like, ugh, no, I'm embarrassed. I'm so sorry. You was just like, huh? I'm so sorry. I'm in Bora Bora. I'm on the tart trip, You make them think you're an influencer. You just hang up the phone. Ladies, what is done in the dark will always come to the light. That's all you need to remember. And just tell them, I'm mortified and embarrassed. Period. And that's how you get them. Man, I've done so much good work today. Oof. Sometimes I just don't even know how I do it. I love you. I mean it. Thank you for always tuning in. Thanks for just being the best. Shout out to a guy named Aaron that I ran into at the Lexington airport. He was like, oh, I'm literally listening to your podcast right now. It's a very weird, like voyeuristic thing when I run into people who are listening to me give this insane, crazy sage life advice. But I love it. I love it when I meet you guys out in the wild and you're tuning in. This is truly one of my favorite parts of the week is when I get to chit-chat with you and just be a fucking idiot and honestly give you sage fucking advice. I got to go to this doctor's office later, cut a check and apologize in person. So I called myself out on that one. But again, still don't get scammed. Do your due diligence and do your research. But also don't be a fucking Karen. I love you. I mean it. Thank you for always tuning in. Get your tickets at heatherontour.com. These last three shows are going to sell out. I can't wait to blow out this, this tour with apparently a brand new hour in May in LA. But then we're going to be doing other creative projects. I'm excited. And I'll be doing shows. So just stay tuned. But I don't want to hear it. If I run into you at the fucking airport somewhere, I don't care if it's in Omaha and you're like, I didn't catch you on the tour. I didn't know. You did. And don't tell me I'm your biggest fan. Have you been to a show? No, you're not. Shut it, Claire. I love you. I mean it. Get your tickets at heatherontour.com. And I'll see you next in New York at Madison Square Garden for the Garden of Laughs charity event. And for all her shows and information, heatherontour.com. I love you. I mean it. Ciao, Bella. Arrivederci. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.